USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has topped 9 million coronavirus cases. The country also saw another record for new daily cases on Thursday at more than 86,600. That tops the previous record of 85,000 cases set a week ago. So how soon will we see a vaccine? Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
One of Northern California's most iconic skyscrapers has been sold. The details from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
San Francisco's 48-story Transamerica Pyramid Building was sold Wednesday for the first time in its nearly 50-year history. The players are Deutsche Finance America and New York developer Mike Chivo, purchasing the tower and complex for $650 million. It was originally listed in August of 2019 for $700 million without any takers. COVID-19 was partly to blame. Igon Insurance cut $50 million off the price tag, and part of the San Francisco skyline has new owners. When the Transamerica Pyramid was built in 1972, it was the tallest building in the area. Critics called it hideous nonsense. The 2018 completion of Salesforce Tower in downtown San Francisco at 1,070 feet makes it the big dog now. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closed higher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A man used a knife to attack people at the Notre Dame Basilica in France, killing three people. Authorities say several others were injured. A suspect is in custody. Local media reports that two people were killed inside the church and another died outside of the basilica. French President Emmanuel Macron has mobilized thousands of soldiers in response to the threat of terrorism. Britain's Labour Party has suspended its former leader, Jeremy Corbyn, over his response to a watchdog report on persistent anti-Semitism during his five-year reign. Corbyn's ouster from a party he led in the last two national elections mark him as a near outcast, at least for now. Jewish leaders, including lawmakers within the Labour Party, have accused the party rank and file of using anti-Semitic language on social media and in party meetings for years, including smears against Jews at large and anti-Israel and anti-Zionist rhetoric, often veering into outright anti-Semitism. The final debate over a Senate seat in Georgia has been canceled. Republican incumbent David Perdue was supposed to debate Democratic challenger John Ossoff, but Perdue pulled out so he could rally with President Trump. That's according to the Atlantic Journal-Constitution. The race has been rated as a toss-up by the Cook Political Report. It could be pivotal in which party controls the Senate next year. Ossoff called Perdue's exit cowardly. Get news on demand anytime, anywhere at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.